On a sunny spring day, Joseph Schepplein is riding in the car with his boyfriend on their way to get his monthly Vivitrol shot. Schepplein is from Mattapan near Boston, but like many opioid addicts in the state, he's come to Falmouth for treatment at Gosnold, one of the largest recovery facilities in Massachusetts.
Hi, Olivia. I am on my way. It was a lot of traffic and
He's been clean and living at a sober house in Falmouth for just over a month after relapsing last year. Vivitrol is a drug that will block the effects of opioids in his system, and it's been prescribed to help with his addiction.
Some people think that they're all good, everything's fine, they're never going to use again, and all of a sudden it's in front of them, and it's a different story, and I can relate. But now, if somebody had it in front of me, I'd tend to say to myself, well, even if I wanted to do that, I can't, because there's no way I'm going to even feel anything.
Schepplein has been struggling with recovery for the last 3 years, since he was 19. He says he's always had an intense personality. Before it was drugs, there was always something else.
Yeah, so the first thing that I ever got into was wrestling action figures, and it was, like, huge. Like, I wanted every set. I needed specific action figures. We'd go to Walmart, like, every other day to see if there was a new one out, you know. Then it was, like, magic tricks. Like, I, like, wanted to be a magician. I was the total addict just in, like, things that weren't drugs, you know.
By the time he was in high school, he was into heroin. Schepplein's journey to recovery shows the importance of a good sober house. Before he relapsed, he was at a different house, one where a lack of rules and oversight made it possible for residents to get away with using opioids.
I stayed at that house for a year. I left and I went back out. And then when I came back, I honestly just went back to that house because I knew that I could do whatever I wanted.
For him, going to Narcotics Anonymous meetings is an important part of staying clean. His current house requires he attend a certain number of these a week. His boyfriend, Tom Grieve, has been with him through his first round of rehab and subsequently his relapse. And he says living with an addict freshly out of treatment can be hard because he can't always provide the supervision Schepplein needs.
As an addict, the natural reaction is to hide it, like to keep it from me. So I don't really ever know when it's going on. I tend to find out later when he sits down and says, okay, I have a problem, let's go get help.
At Schepplein's current sober house in Falmouth, which he says is well run, he shows me upstairs to the bedroom that he shares with another resident. The walls are light green and there are twin beds on opposite sides of the room, one for him and one for his roommate. He pulls out a box from under his bed.
So here they are.
He thumbs through colorful tags he's collected from Narcotics Anonymous meetings. He keeps all of them on his keychain, including his 9-month sober tag, as a reminder of where he once was.
6 months, 90 days, 60 days, and this is the 9-month one. All different colors. The year one is glow in the dark. So let's hope that we get there.
His boyfriend, Tom Grieve, says he feels optimistic about this round, though.
We were driving the other day, and, like, he was talking about, you know, maybe becoming, like, a house manager at a sober house. I stopped him, like, Joe, I said, I don't know if you realize this, but, like, this is the first time I've ever, like, heard you stop, talk, like, think about the future, like, anything beyond today. And I'm like, that's a big deal. Like, I'm proud of you because, like, that does say to me, like, something is different this time.
Schepplein is currently 2 months clean. Eventually, he hopes he'll feel strong enough in his recovery to move out of his sober house and move in with Grieve. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.